Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show. Well, it's not live, it's recorded, but I'm here. I'm live and I'm local. The live local show that's all about the issues of aging. So glad to have you with us, with me this evening. Welcome to Assets and Aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. This is the show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we grow old gracefully? How do we age in place? What's the right place? What's a nursing home? What's assisted living? Are they going to take my house away? Are they going to kick me out? Are they going to kick my mom out? Are they going to, at a nursing home today, try to kick a lady out who can't walk? How am I going to deal with all of this stuff? What's the right way to deal with it all? How do I pick care? What's happening with all of this stuff? And what's the truth? And how do I know it? Glad to have you with us again. I'm Bob Scrivano, right here on KFBK doing Assets and Aging now for 21 years. It's amazing when you think about it. I started over in the old studios, way over behind Tony Roma's for ribs, over by the fairgrounds a long time ago. My first show was on at 4 o'clock in the morning, I believe. So I've been doing this for a long time. Glad to have you here. Trying to help people navigate the issues of aging. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that's good. Never mind. I've got to be careful what I say here. I'm not securities licensed. I have a legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents in California at your direction and request. My license and bond are filed in Sacramento County. Yes, I can prepare trusts. I can prepare powers of attorney. I can do that kind of stuff. Yes, I can. I actually can. I really can. What else? I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And everything we talk about here or that I talk about here on this show is my opinion only and should never, ever be taken as any form of legal, financial, or tax advice. It's just my opinion only. Now, that said, my opinion on this subject quite often is very good. So you might want to listen to it, but it's still my opinion only. And what else? I think I've said all the stuff I need to say. If you're not, you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can go there and you can check out all the information on me, my website, what's going on, who's on first, who's up to bat, who's on second, all that good stuff. Okay, I've got a good show, and I think it's really important that you listen. A couple other things. I got a workshop coming up on the 7th. Don't miss it. It's probably going to be the last one of the year. It's limited to 12 people. It's really a good workshop, and it's really more of a clinic than a workshop, because I'm actually going to tell you how to get down off the roof without falling and hurting yourself when it comes to long-term care. In fact, what I'm going to talk about today, you won't have heard before. I'll guarantee you, unless you know what a DHCS 7077 is, you have no idea what I'm going to talk about. But what I'm going to talk about is really important if you're getting older or someone in your family is getting older. Don't forget, you can always go to my website to sign up for my workshop or an appointment or anything you need. My workshop, my website is assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can go to Facebook, slash assetsandaging. You can go there. You can, and by the way, if you, pardon me, I have a coughing issue. Pardon me, I got to turn away from the microphone for a minute. I've got a coughing issue that I've had for a couple days. Don't know where it's coming from, but I have it, so there's nothing I can do about it except cough. You can always follow me on Facebook. Make sure you listen to my Facebook Live. I do Facebook Live at least once a week, sometimes twice a week. And I talk about interesting stuff on Facebook Live. I think it's interesting anyhow. Other people think it's interesting. So make sure you follow me on Facebook. It's a good thing to do. I think you'll like it. I think it's enjoyable. And I know that most people that listen to it find great value in it. And what else? I'm on my podcast every Wednesday. For more information, every Wednesday, my podcast right here on my website. Every Wednesday at noon, a short subject. There's a lot. My point is, there's lots of information available. Lots of help available. Lots of things you can do in your family to make sure that you're getting the help that you need if somebody you love is having difficulty. Whether it's your mom or your dad or your grandma or your grandpa or whoever it is, that you can make sure that they're well taken care of and well served. Okay. Again, my phone number, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Yes, even if you're here in Sacramento, call the 800 number. I know nobody has to do that anymore, but I've had the number for such a long time. It's just the number that most people know. If I'm not there, leave me a message. Like, I'm not there right now because I'm doing a radio program. But I'm there most of the time. I always return phone calls, and you can always get the help that you need. Okay, you've heard all the stuff about spend down, and they're going to take your house away and all that kind of stuff. I want to read you something. I want to read you something about not being ignorant. There's lots of people out there who pretend to do what I do. And I say pretend because nobody's been doing it longer than I have. And in my humble opinion, nobody does it better than I do it. There are a lot of pretenders to the throne, but they're still, you know, I've been doing this longer than anybody else. And I think better than anybody else. So you've heard all kinds of things about spend down and they're going to lose your house and all that kind of stuff. I want to read you something from a form. And this is a Medi-Cal form. And you can go print this form out. If you got a phone handy, Google it. Google D or whatever you do on Safari it, if you're an Apple person. DHCS stands for Department of Healthcare Services 7077. DHCS 7077. And you can read along with me. If you've got a computer handy and you're listening to this on the radio, by the way, you can listen to my show on the radio, on the computer too. By the way, the other thing on my website, my radio shows and podcasts are archived. And if you become a subscription member, they're archived back way back, and you get access to like 25 videos on different subjects. One of my videos, I believe, is on this subject. So I want to read you a form that everybody who applies for Medi-Cal gets. So if you're in a nursing home and you apply for Medi-Cal, you're going to get, or your family or somebody's going to get this form. And I want to read it to you. It's a DHCS 7077. You can Google it. You can print it out. You can find out. It's 2 pages long. I just did a Facebook Live on this. You can watch the video. It says, notice regarding standards for Medi-Cal eligibility. And here's what it says. This is from the State of California Health and Human Services Agency, Department of Healthcare Services. If you or your spouse is in or is entering a nursing facility, read this important message. The state is telling you to read this. And by the way, I'm going to put in there not just spouse. If this is about your mom or your dad or your grandma or your grandpa or your Uncle Fred or your Aunt Tilly or whoever it is, and they're looking at entering a nursing home, you should know this. It says, read this important message. Now, here's the second sentence. Because you've all heard you have to lose everything. You have to spend down. You can't keep anything. Here's the second sentence in this form. You or your spouse do not have to use all of your resources, such as savings, before Medi-Cal might help pay for all or some of the costs of a nursing facility. You should be aware of the following to take advantage of these provisions of the law. Now, this is the state of California telling you that if you or your wife or your grandma or your grandpa or your mommy or your daddy or whoever it is entering a nursing home, you do not have to use all of your resources such as savings. And then they say in the form, you should be aware of the following to take advantage of these provisions of the law. People talk about loopholes all the time. There's no such thing as a loophole. Either the rule says you can do it or it says you can't do it. In this case, it says you should take advantage of the following provisions in the law. Here, what does that mean? Well, let's read along. We got a few minutes left here. Take notes and then go look up this form and then call me and get your you-know-what to one of my workshops so that you'll understand this when nobody else does. Because everybody else, from hospital discharge planners to doctors to social workers to nursing home people to assisted living people to everybody, will tell you that you can't, that none of this is true, and I'm sitting here reading from a state form. An unmarried resident is eligible for Medi-Cal if he or she has less than $2,000 in available resources. Well, Bob, wait a minute. It says right there you can only have $2,000. No, that's not what it says. Doesn't say that. Well, Bob, you just read you can only have $2,000. That's not what I said. I said if you're single, you can only have $2,000 in available resources. Oh, what does that mean, available? An available resource? Aren't all resources available? No. For instance, the next sentence says, a home is an exempt resource and is not considered against the resource limit. Clothes, household furnishings, irrevocable burial plans, burial plots, and an automobile are examples of other exempt resources. Not all, it says examples. Your IRA is exempt. Your pension. Your 401k is exempt. Your deferred comp is exempt. Business property is exempt. There's all kinds of things that are unavailable or exempt. So it doesn't say you can only have $2,000. It says you can only have $2,000 in available resources. And in Medi-Cal jargon, there are three different kinds of resources: available, unavailable, and exempt. This says you can have $2,000 in available resources. Now, let me read what it says for a married resident. This is the DHCS 7077, a Medi-Cal form. And you've been told you can't do any of this stuff. I'm reading from the state's own form that says you should not only read this, you should take advantage of these provisions. It says you should be aware of the following to take advantage of these provisions of the law. But you don't know how to take advantage of them. That's what the workshop is for. If you don't want to take advantage, then don't come to the workshop. If you don't want to take advantage, then don't come to my office and have an appointment with me. If you just want to live in bliss and ignorance, then don't do anything. Well, Bob, I have a trust. It's not going to do it. What does it say about any of this? Where is any of this addressed in your trust? It is in mine. Married residents. Resident. If one spouse lives in a nursing facility and the other spouse does not live in a nursing facility, so dad's in the nursing home, he's called the institutionalized spouse, and mom's at home, she's called the at-home spouse. So if one spouse, in this case I'll make it dad, is in a nursing facility and mom is not in the nursing facility, Medi-Cal will pay some or all of the nursing facility costs as long as the couple together does not have more than about $130,000, it changes every year, in available assets. The home, remember, is exempt. So if you live in $1 million home and you have $100,000 in the bank, you qualify for long-term care, Medi-Cal, if you go to a nursing home. As long as the assessed value is less than that, and it always is. The assessed value has to be less than about $900,000 now. Very few people have an assessed value of over $900,000. The spouse in the nursing facility is allowed to keep a personal allowance plus the amount of health insurance premiums paid monthly. The remaining money, if any, generally must be paid to the nursing facility. The at-home spouse can keep over $3,000, and under an at-home spouse may obtain a court order to increase the amount of income and resources that he or she is allowed to retain, or to transfer property from the spouse in the nursing facility to the at-home spouse. Do your documents allow that? You don't know? What? Could you transfer them to children? Could you transfer them to another trust? Could you transfer them to... Yes, but do your documents say you can do that? Do your documents take advantage of these provisions of the law? Do you know what the limit is that a spouse at home can keep under a court order? There isn't one. I don't know what to tell you, folks. I'm reading from the form. And everyone that goes into it has to sign this form. The second page has where you sign. A transfer of a property interest in a resident's home will not cause ineligibility for Medi-Cal. I don't know what to tell you. You can transfer money. You can transfer cash. You can transfer life insurance policies. You can transfer a car. You can transfer all kinds of things and be eligible for long-term care. But I'll guarantee you haven't heard it anywhere else but here, because nobody else will tell you or knows how it works, including most people that run nursing homes. Most people know... I've yet to run into a discharge planner at a hospital that understands any of this. Most people that are running assisted livings and boarding cares don't understand any of this. I just had somebody call me up, a client, and the nursing home wants him to take his mother home. His mother can't walk. She can't feed herself. She can't take care of her personal hygiene needs because her 20 days are up. Did you know there's no such thing as the 20 days? There's a court case called Jimmo v. Sebelius. You should look it up. Medi-Cal just came out with a notice, but you didn't know this either, on September the 3rd, that said just because your rehab days are up, the nursing home can't throw you out. I'm not making it up. I've talked about it before. It's a Medi-Cal notice called a Clarification of Skilled Nursing and Intermediate Care Facility Services, dated September 3rd, 2019. If you listen to the show and if you came to my workshop, you would know how to take advantage of all these provisions of the rules and regulations. But you have to know them. Again, just like the DHCS 7077 says, you should be aware of the following to take advantage of these provisions of the law. When you had your document done, when you had your trust done, when you had whatever you're done, who talked to you about any of this stuff? Who talked to you about long-term care issues and frailty issues? Do you know how to take advantage of these provisions of the law? I do. Not because I'm super smart, but because I've been doing this for over 30 years. And I've literally done thousands of Medi-Cal cases. You can know this stuff, but the key is you have to get off your you-know-what, and you have to get in and learn this stuff. Otherwise, you're going to be one of those people that just takes mom home when you shouldn't have taken mom home, won't know how to fight the argument that your rehab days are up, won't know how to do any of that stuff. Every week I get a phone call from somebody that says, well, the nursing home said I have to take my mom or my dad or my husband home or Grammy home because their 20 days are up. There is no 20 days. That's a myth. There's something that happens at 20 days, but what happens at 20 days isn't that your mom is immediately discharged from the nursing home, but it's a money issue. And do you know how the money issue works? Do you know why nursing homes are doing this now? Nursing homes, for the most part, used to be friendly, welcoming places that were glad to take care of people. Now nursing homes, if you want to read a little bit, are all in the rehab business. And if you ain't a rehab client, they don't want you. I know one nursing home where the staff have been told they'll get fired if they take any long-term care patients. I'm not making that up. I'm not making that up. So, do you want to take advantage of these provisions of the law when it comes to your family? Do you want to make sure that your family has access to all the benefits to which they are accessed? They have access. You know, there's lots of people that will help lots of other people out. There aren't a lot of people who are willing to help the frail elderly with this issue. But I've been doing it for a long time, and I love it. I love what I do. I like doing what I do. I like it at the end of the day that the families I deal with, for the most part, are better off. Their loved ones are cared for, they're taken care of, and they're better off. Is it cheap? No. But how much is $100,000 a year to a nursing home? How's that for a bill? How much is $100,000 a year to assisted living or $80,000 a year to a boarding care? What's it worth to not lose everything? Because the Department of Healthcare Services says you don't. You and your spouse do not have to use all your resources such as savings. There is no requirement to spend down. It's not anywhere. But do you know how to take advantage of these rules and regulations? I'll bet you don't. And I'll bet you the people that you talk to about all this kind of stuff didn't know either, or told you had to buy a product, or told you that you had to do something else, or told you whatever they told you. What's it worth to have peace of mind? What's it worth to know that if this happens to your family, you won't lose everything? I don't have the answer for you or for your family. But you don't. You don't. You don't. You don't. You don't. When this show's over, go Google the form, DHCS 7077, and see if anybody, whoever did your trust, whoever did whatever, ever shared any of this information with you. And here I am sharing it with you on the radio. And I actually had the form in my hand and actually told you where to go get it. It's up to you. 800-999-8007. I have a workshop coming up on the 7th of December. Probably going to be my last one of the year. I haven't decided yet. I really haven't, because we're getting toward the end of the year. Probably going to be my last one of the year. It's limited in size and scope, but you have to decide if you want to take advantage of these provisions in the law to not lose everything if your loved one needs a nursing home. Or you can just blindly go ahead and do what you're doing and find out the hard way. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, ASSETS. ANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. And you can sign up for my workshop there on the 7th. You can do all of that. And you can do all of that anytime you want to do that. You can follow me on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/assetsandaging. There's tons of interesting stuff. I'm posting articles all the time. You can become a premium subscriber to my website and have access to all kinds of super secret information. Just go to assetsandaging.com. But the most important single thing you can do is pick up the phone and call to come in and see me, or call to get to my next workshop on December 7th at 10:30. It's free. It's right here in Sacramento. And make sure that you know how you can take advantage of these provisions in the law. Thanks so much for joining me here today. Thanks so much for being with me on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'll be here next week. Make sure you listen to my podcast on Wednesday, and you go to my website, Assets and Aging, and cruise around and get lots of information. See you next week or at my workshop on the 7th, 800-999-8007. Have a good day.